The nonprofit organization Ritmus has completed a year-long project which illustrates in practical terms what would need to be done for all students, no matter their mental, physical, or social abilities, to be able to attend regular schools. Currently in the Czech Republic, many Roma children and most students with disabilities are relegated to so-called special schools. For this week's In Focus, I spoke to Adam Gajdoš, who coordinated a case study of a real Czech town with both special and regular schools. The project tried to calculate the resources necessary to have all the children go to the regular schools. I started by asking Adam how they selected the town.
We wanted to have a town between 25,000 and 50,000 inhabitants, something that we could manage in 1 year. A town that would have a special school, a town that would be within 2 or 3 hours away from Prague, which was practical for us since we're a Prague-based organization. And we wanted to have a kind of a enclosed entity. So many towns around Prague, for instance, were selected as unfit because there's a lot of migration of pupils between the towns in and out of Prague, and et cetera. So these criteria were used, and we found a town, or more like we found a school that was open to cooperation with us. The special school was crucial in making this project a reality.
Did you include, let's say, teachers or principals of schools in the research, in that stage of, you know, thinking what it would actually entail to include every student in the school?
The original idea was that we would do our best to cooperate with the schools. Sadly, we did not find principals that would be open to much discussion, and those that that were open to providing data to us, which was not automatic for them, they did not see a way to contribute. And then I think one of the problems was that the entire idea collapsed also because the municipality did not show much interest in the project itself, which for our understanding of inclusion is a crucial thing, because the idea of inclusion is based on strengthening the community of which the municipality is a representative. So as soon as we've understood that the leadership were not really interested in what we did, it was difficult for us to have a pathway to the schools, to ask them to spend their time talking to us about an issue which is difficult, time-consuming, and which they do not find to be a priority in their lives.
Hmm. So tell me about the conclusions of the project. What is your main finding?
So one of the conclusions or outputs of the project is a functioning model of an existing town with real data that you can look at and see what we mean when we say inclusion. This means schools that are well equipped, that have sufficient funding and sufficient personnel to make what we think inclusion is about a reality. We're interested to see whether it would be cheaper or more expensive in this particular instance. And we found that indeed it does mean an increase in funding. However, more than half of the increase in the budget of the mainstream school is already in the system and is being consumed by the special school. And this is very often not taken into account when talking about what will this cost us in terms of money. Everyone talks about it being expensive, about the lack of money there is. And it has not been stressed very often that there indeed is some money to be had in the system. So we are trying to convey the message that we should be thinking creatively about the resources that we have. And also one of the messages of the research is that the money is not the main issue here. Obviously, there is a need to allocate resources, which is a political decision. But the more difficult the question is, how do we get the teachers and the headmasters to accept the way that they need to think differently about not only about the way they include these few pupils in their schools, but about the entire conception of education. And that's the bigger problem.
And was there anything while you were doing the research or putting together the results, was there anything that surprised you, something that jumped out at you that you didn't expect?
Not much was surprising. Of course, we were very eager to know what the balance would be at the end. And this was an interesting finding, because often it is suggested that inclusion will reduce the cost of education. Well, our research suggests that it's rather the opposite. One surprise, however, which came at the very end of our efforts, had to do with the way we understood this case study. A colleague that we consulted the results with, a colleague from the United Kingdom, made clear to us that although we were creating a virtual inclusive environment, this model we created was not giving justice to the inclusive principles 100%, as it perpetuated the expert approach. One of the basic conditions of inclusion is that the pupil who's being included, or the person that is the focus of this activity, is to have control over the process that is taking place. They need to have a voice in how this is going on. The parents need to be a part of the process as well, the classmates. None of this was present in what we did. So this puts a limit to the model itself. We are aware of it. It doesn't suggest that the model is useless, but it points to the way we should be using this resource. Teachers, headmasters should be aware that this is a stepping stone into their own venture. They should see this as an inspiration, but go further than that. And ask everybody that is involved in the process of inclusion how they would like to do it.
But another major group in the equation are parents, mm-hmm. both parents of children who are excluded, but also the parents of the children who are in regular schools. And in the past, there have been attempts by principals to combine special and regular schools, or schools with a majority Roma population and with a majority non-Roma population, which very often have ended in fiascos because of the parents, as far as I can mm-hmm. tell, because parents would take their kids out of those schools. You said you weren't dealing that much with mm-hmm. the situation at home. But obviously, one of the groups of people that will have to be convinced of inclusive education are the parents of kids who are not segregated. How would this study help convince them?
I don't know to what extent our study is a good resource for parents who have never thought about this before. I think in convincing parents of children without special needs, it is crucial that the headmaster has a clear sense of direction and is dedicated to the idea that the school needs to be looking more at the social competences of its pupils rather than focusing on their knowledge. And this is, I think, one of the core background problems in the entire discussion, that the Czech educational system is mainly concerned with benchmarks and efficiency and teaching kids set of information rather than teaching them skills to use in their lives and in their jobs, in their communities. It is a shame that not much attention is given to this idea, which in some of the countries we look up to is much more elaborated. And this has to do with a kind of a conception of a school as a center for the community. Schools in the Czech Republic today are very often isolated centers of expertise that try to survive in the wild waters of insecure financing or whatnot. And yes, their situation is difficult, but it is necessary for inclusive ideas to be imaginable, that the school tries to reach out to the parents and to other professionals, psychologists, social workers, whatnot, and the school needs to be supported by the municipality, by the local authority to do this. It is very difficult to imagine that parents will accept an activity of a sole teacher or of a headmaster to install this feeling of communal responsibility if the political representation does not take part in it. Once they do, they can make this a priority, and then it's much more difficult for individual parents to uproot this trend. And of course, it is important also to remember that this is a human rights issue, which should not be subject to democratic vote. It is very difficult to stand against a tide of dissatisfaction or disagreement by parents who know nothing about it and are fearful for their children, which is understandable, but it is the responsibility of the leadership to lead the way and to stand firm. So I think this is also another thing that is very difficult for the Czech politicians to be faithful to.
That was project coordinator Adam Gajdoš from the Rytmus organization.